In a forest not long ago, lived a fox and a crane. They were very good friends. But, like you all must know, the fox was very cunning. One day, the cunning fox decided to make fun of the crane. You know what he did? He invited the crane for lunch at his home. The fox had made delicious mango pulp for lunch. The crane dressed up and got ready for the invitation. The fox served the lunch for both of them. But how did he serve? On plates. And said, "Okay, let's feast." And started to slurp the mango pulp from his own plate. The crane was so hungry and his mouth was watering on seeing the fox relish his lunch. But what could he do? He could not taste even a little bit of the mango pulp because of his long pointed beak. Poor old crane had to stay hungry that afternoon. But he did not forget his insult and realized that the cunning fox had made a fool out of him. Next day, the crane said to the fox, "I had a delicious meal at your place yesterday. Now it's my turn to invite you to my place for lunch." The greedy fox immediately accepted the offer. The crane had made a nice hot sweet dish out of milk. He served the sweet dish in two vessels. But how were the vessels? They were long-necked jars, and the mouth of the jars were like long, narrow necks. The crane nicely put his long beak inside the neck of the jars and started slurping his sweet dish. Our dear fox could not manage to put his mouth inside the jars. Now, it was the fox's turn to stay hungry. He immediately realized his mistake. But it was of no use. The crane had taken his revenge for his insult. So children, what did the crane do? The crane played tit for tat.